Time for another mailbag right here on Giants.com. I'm asking the questions. Lance will be answering them, and you have submitted them. So here we go. Sheila in Kalamazoo, Michigan, hanging out with Derek Jeter's folks. Which division is deeper, the NFC East or the NFC South? Good question.
These are by far the two deepest divisions in the NFC. I think when you look at across the landscape, what happened in the league this offseason, I would go with the NFC East, and here's why. I think when you answer this question, John, you have to look at which is the weakest team of the eight that make up both of the divisions. To me, the weakest team, or at least let me word it this way, the team with the most amount of questions is still the New Orleans Saints.
You think team least likely to make the playoffs?
Correct. And the reason being is their defense, I think, has come a long way.
Yep.
I think they added a few free agents, specifically at the linebacker position. They did a nice job in the draft, but there's so many unknowns with that defense. How much of a stride is that unit going to take? And this is one of the worst defenses in the NFL over the last few seasons. And also, let's not forget, you know, the offense has a few question marks. Teron Armstead, their top left tackle, who knows how much of the season he's going to miss with the torn labrum. And then you take into consideration Drew Brees losing his top target, Brandon Cooks. So those considerations to me lead up to the most question marks for the New Orleans Saints. I don't see nearly as many question marks for one team in the NFC East. And then Carolina would be that second team that's trying to get back on the defensive side of things. And we'll see whether or not some of the weapons on offense could pick up and fill the voids that have been left behind by some of the guys they've lost over the last few seasons.
Follow up, who's deeper than the NFC East or the AFC West? Another team.
I would still go with the NFC East because in the AFC West, the Denver Broncos have some questions to answer on offense. What happens with the quarterback position, Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, and then also Kansas City. I think Kansas City could wind up missing the playoffs this year. I'm not necessarily sold on the Chiefs. They've been a consistent team, but Alex Smith, who's going to be his number one target? Jeremy Maclin's not there. And what happens with the running game? I think there's a lot of unknowns with the Chiefs.
Question number two, Terry in Phoenix, Arizona. Terry wants to know, which position group do you think will have the biggest impact on the Giants this season?
Well, this is another great question, Terry, and I look at it this way. Wide receiver, to me, is the one that I think you would answer. You're smirking because you know I'm going to have an entire dissertation for you. You know me too well. Wide receiver, to me, is the easy answer, but I'm looking at it from 2016 to 2017, John. I think the tight ends are going to have by far the biggest impact on this team when you look at what they did the previous season. The arrival of Evan Engram, the arrival of Rhett Ellison, a blocking tight end who could also maybe serve as a fullback to help the running game, and Engram help open up the middle of the field. The tight end, to me, is the position I think can make a huge jump in 2017.
I'm going to go with the offensive line. I mean, I believe that there's so many weapons like you just described, a wide receiver, a tight end, you know, Paul Perkins, Eli Manning. This offense is going to be as good as the offensive line allows them to be. And they don't need to be the best offensive line in the league.
No.
They just need to make improvements. And if they make improvements, this offense could vault right into the top five, top seven offenses in the league, and then look out with the Giants' defense how good they could be. So two things to keep an eye on this year right here on Giants.com. Of course, we're on the set of Big Blue Kickoff Live. It comes your way every weekday from noon to 1. Make sure you check it out. Thanks for joining us. For Lance Beno, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time, everybody.